I mean, for us, it was such a big swing. I mean, to go from, you know, potentially playing a road game in the wild card to, you know, to a bye and hosting a game, you know, there was no in between there. So it was a big swing. That was kind of the, you know, a credit to our division, you know, I think of how well it had been playing. So, you know, we took care of our end and obviously got some help from Denver. So it was pretty sweet, you know, when we saw the score there at the end you know, when we had our deal sealed up, you know, you could finally let it sink in a little bit that you know, it's a big swing to go from playing a road game next week to 2 weeks from now, we'll get a home game at Arrowhead. So, pretty awesome, you know, and then obviously to win the division special as well. You know, I mean, that's something that this group hasn't done, you know, and every day I'm in that indoor facility, you see all the banners that are up, and we haven't been able to hang one ourselves. So it'll be nice to get one up there. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's a drastically different. Yeah, I mean, like I said, to have the bye, to get healthy, and then to know you have a home game after that, very, very different road than we've traveled twice before. You know, they're just different. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, in the wildcard round, we'll see what we get. But got a chance to get healthy and the chance for a home game.
So. Regardless of matchups, I mean, do you feel like you guys are any more equipped to go beat and to win some games in the postseason?
I mean, Every opportunity and challenge is different. This year is no different, and we'll see, you know, what lies ahead of for us. But, you know, it is different, I think, like I said, to have the home game, to have a week to get healthy. Those are different circumstances. I think the games that we played in the past, not just this year, but last year, we played in some big games, been in a lot of different types of battles, and I think all that stuff, I think, helps you moving forward, all that. Yeah, for sure.
How do those experiences kind of shape your feelings about finally getting over the hump?
Yeah. Right now? Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to sweep the division. You know, it's not something you ever anticipate doing, you know. And honestly, it's a credit to our division. It's been tough the last few years. You know, you obviously had the world champs last year in it. It's been a competitive division. And for us, we take a lot of pride in. You know, yeah, this year to finally kind of get over that hump that we haven't done that yet. Obviously kind of still sinking in right now.
Alex, having lived here and played your high school ball
here,
what's your sentiment about the Chargers and maybe playing the last game here against them?
Yeah, I mean, I said this before. I mean, I really hope it's not the case, you know, for me growing up here. I think it'd be it'd be tragic that if there wasn't a team here, if there wasn't football in this town. I mean, it would be weird for me. This was not just the Chargers, but this has always been kind of America's host city, you know, from Super Bowls and the Holiday Bowl. And, you know, I think it would be wrong if it wasn't here. So, absolutely. Yep. Yep.
3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about yesterday. It's been a little while. There's been a lot of games in between. Certainly, yeah. Oh, I remember. You'll never forget something like that. Every phase, you know, high school football being one of them is they're so special, and you'll never forget those memories with your teammates and all the time you put in and any time you sacrifice like that and are able to you know, for us, fortunately, to win a couple championships was very special, and you won't forget it. And those are bonds that you'll have for a long, long time. And no different going on to college and now at this level. So it's such a unique team sport. You know one another so much. You put so much in. You sacrifice so much time and work. And so, yeah, it's special. It's obviously pretty unique for me to have played here at every level.
Alex, you guys are such a proud. You know, you guys have shown a lot of fortitude and overcome adversity this year. I wonder how that shapes your thought about potentially having to face Pittsburgh again. How will that game affect your preparation this time?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but yeah, I mean, I think this team understands how far we've come from that game. That was early on in the season. Obviously, we'll get a chance, if that's the case, to learn from it and look at it. And, you know, different scenario. We'll potentially get them at our place. And a lot's gone on since then, you know. And I think this team, you know, it does such a good job, I think, of – of kind of, we always talk about the process, you know, and for us and growing and the journey and I think embracing that, you know, and for us and we're certainly not the same team and every week's different and you got to put in the work and obviously, you know, every Sunday's different. I think that we enjoy that challenge.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go Torres, Bahe, Adam, and Blair, and we're done.
We can hear the cheers in the hallway.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Probably loud as we've heard in a minute.
Yeah.
Kind of paint the scene of what that's like after achieving one of those real, like, smart goals.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it was such a big swing, you know, not only just to win the division, but to go from playing next week to all of a sudden getting a bye and being the 2 seed. And all that, you know, to be happening at the same time out there, you know, obviously a little bit there in the second half. I think all the guys were looking up at the scoreboard, obviously, and checking in. And we all knew we had to take care of our end. And, you know, for that all kind of to culminate, you know, like I said, I think we realized, you know, obviously even stuff from last year and the journey and the playoffs and all that. And I think what we put in the offseason, everything we've talked about and finishing, you know, and to be able to finish here in week 17, you know, on the road, you know, 6-0 in the division, all that stuff, I think kind of just setting in. I will say, I think the great thing about our team is, you know, as much celebrating and obviously a guy's feeling good in there. I think this team has a great understanding of it's just an opportunity right now and obviously what lies ahead of us. And we got to go make the most of it.
Go ahead. Alex, I think it's 3 weeks in a row after a rushing touchdown, but today maybe a little more unscripted stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What's behind that?
Yeah, you know, the touchdown run last couple weeks, those are something that I've been involved in. You know, as far as the run game, it's something I really enjoy. You know, I feel like I can still do, you know, and certainly some of the scrambling stuff. It's been nice these last few weeks to kind of get that going again. For whatever reason, felt like there was, you know, a big lull there in the middle of the season where I wasn't getting as much done with my legs. You know, those can be difference makers in games, I think. You know, being able to use your legs, extend plays, move the chains. And so it's been nice these last few weeks to kind of get that back going a little bit.
Yeah, probably the only play you take back today is the pass.
Yeah.
What did you see there?
I mean, I just, you know, we're throwing quick game. You know, it's one of those things that's, you got something on the left and something on the right. You know, I'm just kicking myself. I'm like, God, well, for one, if you don't get the ball tipped or if I'd just chosen to go left and the whole thing would have been different. I felt like we had such great momentum, just driven it down the field, great rhythm, you know, and just to get the ball tipped. And obviously that guy made a heck of a play and a return. You know, I was most proud of, though, is how we responded that next drive. That was a big drive for us to kind of eat up the clock and to move it all the way down and get a score and get it back, because that game certainly could have gone differently if we hadn't done it there.
Drive after the interception.
Yeah.
Six.
Yep.
I mean, I know you'll take any score and drive anyway.
For sure.
Is that kind of...
That was, I think the difference maker, you know, for us. Obviously, we came out feeling good, drove it all the way down the field into the red zone, and then to have that play happen, I think, you know, certainly I was obviously pretty disgusted and a kind of fluke deal, and, you know, he made a heck of a play on it in return. So, you know, I think for us to respond the way we did and put another drive back together all the way down the field and finish it off, yeah, I think, you know, that was a big answer for us, you know, to answer that. And then obviously Tyreek's return kind of, you know, blew it open a little bit.
Adam, short Cameron West, speaking of, just looking at him as a pass receiver,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Obviously catch the ball.
Yeah.
A lot of guys can do that.
Yeah.
What makes him kind of dangerous as a receiver, do you think, other than just his ability to catch
the ball? Oh, I think, you know, I think obviously quickness and speed. I think he's got a good understanding. You know, I think he's a young guy and he's played a lot of football now and obviously got more opportunities today, but I think has such a good feel just from playing a lot, not only in the run game, but pass game too, how guys defend him, you know, how to win, you know, that the first third down of the game, you know, was a big play by him getting matched up and him seeing it, identifying it, and then obviously making the play.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks.